Roleplay Retcon does not own any part of the movies we retcon, nor are we associated with the artists who make them. Also, we might not be super kid-friendly, but we're not going to curdle your milk or anything.
The music in this series features No More Kings. Check them out at nomorekings.com or wherever you find music.
Previously on Roleplay Retcon does The Adventures of Pluto Nash. Life in moonbound city-state Graceland was good for Pluto Nash and his bodyguard-slash-bouncer, Leroy Mr. B. Brown, until Tracy, an old flame of Nash's, walked through the door to Nash Vegas, Nash's hybrid casino, nightclub, live music venue, bowling alley, and bar and grill. And right on her heels was a squadron of suits from Graceland Corporation Ondi Solutions, with an offer to buy Nash Vegas. The suits didn't take no for an answer and started shooting up the place, and Nash's best friend Michael Frankowski was caught in the crossfire. Now Nash has the suits' apparent leader at gunpoint while Nash Vegas burns around them.
Well, they did shoot after I told them to not shoot anymore. So I guess I've got to...
You got to shoot the lady.
I got to shoot the lady. I'm gonna shoot her. I'm going to shoot her in a way that, like, wounds her, though. Like, I'm going to take the laser pistol, like, from the head down to her leg and, like, just fire off a shot in her calf. Like, hey, I told you.
I think we're going to call that a throwdown.
Time to throw down.
We'll call this a tag that you've, like, got her in, like, a compromising position, which will get, I'll give you a +1 to this roll.
Ooh, okay, great, because I have 0 bones. Wow. Well, you said +1, right? So that's a 4.
Oh, no!
No. I rolled a 2 and a 1.
Is it bad, Doc?
Mark experience.
So, this is our first failure. So, first of all, like Alex said, mark experience. So, that's the one good thing that happens. Mm-hmm. You get an experience yeah. point.
Let's go.
Failure. Something bad happened. The authority takes a hard move. That's me. I'm the authority.
Hi, authority. How you doing?
So, you try to shoot her, but she, like, anticipates you. And she gets an elbow into your stomach, and that makes you miss, and the elbow, you take 1 harm.
Is this a minor harm, I imagine?
This is a minor harm, because okay. It was, I mean, she didn't have that much wind up, she had to move quick, so, it's gonna give you a tummy rumble.
Hey, can I do a thing?
Yeah!
Can I do a thing whenever I want?
Technically, yes. But so let me tell you, she's gotten out of his grip now, okay? So keep that in mind as you do your thing.
Can I also ask, am I still outside?
I think you came in.
Did I come in? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But you haven't really done anything yet.
No, not yet.
So Moonpunk does not have an initiative order or a turn order or anything because Power by the Apocalypse doesn't. And also because it's not really a, like, tactical combat kind of game. So, yeah, just do a thing when it's cool, and then I'll respond to that.
Okay, this is cool. I have something called Redemption Song.
Okay.
When an ally receives harm, I can try to raise my team's spirits, shout out a cry of support, and roll plus presence.
What do you yell? Or...
I just let out a guttural punk rock yell.
Is it a rebel yell?
It's a rebel yell.
Are you gonna cry?
That sounded like
more
that
and
was,
more and more.
That was not.
You know, we just featured a local punk band to me and Alex, Johnny and the Black Frames, and I remember in all of their tracks someone going ah.
You know what, Ben? My throat is a little sore today because I went to karaoke last night and I can't do an actual punk rock yell this morning. Sorry. Just have to use your imagination. But I get to roll now and help out my party. My team. So I rolled 2d6s, and I got 7 plus 2 presents is a 9, which does not bump me up to a 10. But it says one party member gets plus 1 forward, and that is going to be Pluto Nash.
Yeah. So plus 1 forward means on Pluto's next roll, he will have plus 1.
As all this gunfire is going off, Leroy is going to react by bounding on all fours, and he's going to like leap tackle the guy that shot Michael.
Okay, we're also going to call this a throwdown.
Can I use the tag feline since I'm pouncing on a guy?
I'm going to let you either call this a protect someone or a throwdown, depending on what you think it is, but it's still roll plus bones.
I'm gonna say definitely throwdown.
If you're doing cat stuff, I think I'm going to let you.
Yeah.
Do the plus one.
Cat so, stuff.
I mean, he did cat stuff. He did his cat good.
I'm doing cat stuff. So I'll get plus 3 to this. Hoi. I rolled a 6. Plus 3, it'll be 9.
Wow. Jeebus. Okay, which one did you decide? Are you throwing down or protecting?
Throwing down.
Okay. So, yeah, on throw down, 7 plus, you deal and take established harm. I don't know what that means. Let me look that up. I don't know what established harm means.
So yeah, the amount of harm you take depends on the circumstances and the level of danger present. So what kind of harm do you think would be me jumping on a guy?
You're a big boy. I think you get a plus 2 harm when you do like physical, like melee physical attacks with your body. You get a plus 2. Other people might do a 1, but you... You have some extra physicality, I think, that would let you do plus 2. Deal 2 harm, and then you'll take some laser blast, and you'll take 2 harm, too. And that'll do your bit.
I'll just take 1.
Why? Why would you only take 1?
Because I got natural armor, nerd.
Oh, you fuck.
Take that,
I mean,
nerd.
I guess I'm supposed to not be mad about that, and I'm not mad about that. Of course not. Why would I be? That's crazy. You've pounced on this guy, and it was gnarly. And I think this makes the rest of the room, like, lose their resolve. And the lady who is kind of obviously the boss, she's like, I think we've made our point. Let's go.
Can I try to grab her?
I think you failing that means you've lost her. Yeah, she would not have, like, stayed within, like, yanking range of you.
Yeah,
she might even, like, fire a suppressive fire like shot behind her at you, and like it doesn't hit you, but you know, you gotta duck a little bit. And I don't know, Leroy, do you have this guy pinned on the ground?
100%.
Okay, do you let him up?
No.
Ah, cool. But everyone else pretty much bolts. They get out of there, and now like the only people in the club, which is a little bit on fire, are you three. This guy that Leroy has pinned, and Michael's body.
Wait, how on fire is a little bit?
Stuff's mostly made out of like non-flammable materials. I think this is one of those like, you know, you ever see a movie where stuff's on fire like in the background a little bit, but it's not like blazing up or anything. I think that's it. I think, but the place is wrecked. The laser fire was pretty devastating.
Is there like an anti-fire like system, like a fire suppression system that I can go find like a switch or something to? I mean, it's my club. I would have, you know, where I can go pull a switch and it like puts down dirty water or whatever it is.
So you think you would have put this in?
I think I would.
Okay.
Just because, like, I don't, like, you know, especially in, like, a place like this, we got cooking going on, like, fires can happen. We do have fire hazards, and I think dependent on the show that's playing, like, maybe. So.
You have a successful club. You make good money. You can basically have that be whatever you want it to be. But okay. Yes.
Yeah, I would love to have a fire suppression system then.
Okay. So what is it? Like, is it sprinklers or?
Yeah, I think there is a like a big like switch, like lever almost. Like I'm thinking like real cartoony, like has like the Y-shaped handle, you know?
Could it be that like kinetic foam that was in Demolition Man?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was thinking. So it's like, I'm imagining it comes from the, like, the ceiling. I don't know why I couldn't think of the words.
the up walls.
The up walls. And it's just like a very...
The top floor.
The top floor. And there's just like, you know, like the... like factory exhausts where it's like huge like piping with like the multi-tiered like circular vent. It's kind of like that, and it shoots out foam and like a wide like area, you know, to kind of get whatever it needs. And it's like a very everything is covered. Like everything is covered in like this pinkish blue, this like pink, blue, and purple like foam that just covers.
Is it not even legitimately a fire suppression system? It's just for like foam parties.
It's for foam. It doubles. It doubles for both.
Good to have multifunctional things. Hmm.
Hey, in a place with laws, that might not fly, but in Graceland, you can do that.
Hey, in Graceland, anything goes.
So yeah. That party foam comes out of the ceiling. It does extinguish all the small fires almost immediately. And it also begins to like kind of slowly evaporate.
Cool. I think as we're like just kind of standing in like in the club, everything's covered in foam. I'm going to run like through the I'm imagining it's like pretty thick too, and kind of bubbly. So it's like it comes up to like our knees is how much foam it is. So I'm like wading through it, trying to get over to Michael's body.
Michael is now like barely breathing, and he looks at you and he says, "I'm sorry, I wasn't better."
Hey, whoa. Hey, Mikey. No, wait, no, just. Just hold on. Just hold on. We gotta first aid kit somewhere here. Just gonna hold this here. And I'm like taking, it's like a napkin, but fancier. You know, they're like made out of silk and are reusable and people keep them on them.
A handkerchief?
A handkerchief. There we go. I take like a handkerchief out of my pocket and I'm just like kind of putting it on like, putting pressure on the wounds, like just hang in there, Mikey. Just hang in there. It's gonna be good. You're gonna be. Hey, we're gonna get you those singing lessons, all right?
He doesn't have a pulse anymore.
Hey, Mikey.
Come Michael on, Michael has stopped breathing.
Hey, Mikey. Come on.
And he is looking at nothing.
Kind of slapping his face a little bit. Come on, Mikey. Come on, Mikey. We got those singing lessons. I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna find you someone to teach you.
It's too late.
Tracy's just going to kind of put her hand on Pluto's back.
We'll slowly turn to you. Just go, so what are you doing on the moon?
Oh, you know, it seemed like good place to rock.
Yeah.
How's it been going up here?
Holding my dead friend in my arms.
Hey, boss.
Yes, what?
I got this guy what done the shooting. Should we call the authorities for him?
There are no authorities.
Yeah. Tie him up. Tie him up to a chair or something.
Hey, what's your name?
He's like, I'm not telling you nothing. I'm not telling you nothing.
I mean, you can tell me now or I can eat you.
All right, I'm going to let you do an influence someone roll.
What a threat.
Influence of presence.
I think you're still doing cat stuff.
Doing cat stuff. But I rolled bad, though. That's... 5 + 2 = 7 still.
No. Yeah. You need something extra to convince them.
I lick his face.
He goes, oh no, that was worse. That was worse than you eating me. I actually could deal with eating, but tongue stuff I can't do. Oh, tongue stuff I can't do. I think this series is going to actually be really mean to Italians the way that our last couple of series has been mean to French people, so I'm very sorry about that.
Your name? Is it Filbert von Picklesnine?
My name's Frank Farmer.
Frank, that's a really boring name, Mr. Farmer.
My mom gave me that name.
Well, was she a farmer?
Yeah.
She was a bodyguard. Can I go now?
No.
Nope. You have to stay right here.
Mm-mm. No. No, 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 no. And I'm going to slowly get up and I start wading through the foam over to him. I'm not looking at him. I'm doing that thing where I'm like kind of like looking down and off to the side as I'm like,
you're one piecing it.
Yeah. I'm like, no, you don't get to leave yet.
This is here you go, boss. This is what he did it with. And I hand him the actual gun.
Fine piece. Company bought us, I assume.
I'll
just send you all out here to people's businesses to rough them up. Kill their friends. A lot of people end up selling because of that.
Look, I'm actually not supposed to, I'm not actually supposed to answer any questions.
Oh, you're not supposed to answer questions. That's crazy. Because usually when people come into my place, they're not supposed to just start pulling out guns and shooting people either, but you did that.
Well, you had plenty of chances to sell the place, you know.
And you had plenty of chances to stop after I told you no. Usually the first no is enough for most people. Isn't that right?
No, that's right, boss.
How many people usually come back after we tell them no the first time?
Well, there was that one guy. What was his name? I think it was Filbert.
Filbert. I remember yeah. Filbert. Yeah, most Filbert. People remember Filbert, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all that's really... All that one can really do with Filbert nowadays. Hey, what's your name? I think I missed it when you were talking to Mr. B earlier.
Frank Farmer.
Frank Farmer.
That is the one question I'm allowed to answer. Also, Undies Solutions, loss prevention.
Loss prevention. Loss prevention.
Loss prevention,
yeah. You prevent loss.
Yes. Yes. That's you. Your loss.
What's your favorite leg?
What's my favorite leg?
Mm-hmm. Most people don't usually think about it, but... Which one's
mine's the right one?
That is actually kind of a fun thought exercise. I
sank all my claws into his left leg.
Oh my god, that's the leg I got down on to propose to my girlfriend with.
Ooh, oh, that one means that this is a special leg for you.
I never thought about it, but that one was actually my favorite one. Yes. Oh, that's
your favorite leg. Wow. You want to keep this one?
I twist the claws.
What do you want? What do you want? What, are you just torturing me because you think it's fun? It's actually my job to do it.
It's your job to do it? Then is this fun for you?
It's fun for me, boss.
I'm glad, Mr. B, I'm glad you're having a good time.
Yay.
Now, Mr. Farmer, I would love for you to be able to keep this leg because I would rather you be able to walk out of here, unlike Mike. Mike can't do that no more. But you can still in this moment. Only question I have for you is, where is your boss?
So I'm going to have you do a thing. I'm going to have you read the room to interrogate this guy, which is roll plus smarts.
Hey, now.
Uh-oh.
Is this his next roll?
Oh, yes. And you have one fort on that. Way to go, Jincy.
Thank you, because I have minus two to that. So now it's only minus one.
Hey.
Look at that. Wait, is there anything else? Wait, let me see if there's anything.
See if you got some tags.
Yeah, see if I got... I don't think... Would my... I technically have a smuggler's name. I don't know if my smuggler's name will be enough to... Is that tag?
Your smuggler's name. Ole sees everything in the room.
Ole sees everything in a room.
Well, tags can be plus one or minus one for pretty much anything. And if you'd like to invoke it, I'm going to kind of decide. Tell me how you think this would help you.
I feel like my reputation as a smuggler was always one of, like, if this person says they're going to do something, they're going to do it. You know? Like, it's like a...
Credibility?
Yeah, credibility both on threats but also on promises, you know?
Okay.
and I don't think I'm going to like say my like call sign, you know. I think there's maybe something that gives it away, maybe like an old tattoo or something. As I'm like kind of waving around his gun, Mr. B has their claws in his leg.
Right in them.
I think what Mr. Farmer sees is under, like, right underneath the collar of my shirt. They see the tattoo of what looks like to be like a chain necklace, but like the like accenting piece on it is a pacifier.
Oh my God, your blue baby!
Oh, so you've heard of me?
All right, I want you to roll plus smarts.
Okay. So,
oh God, that's not good for you, is it?
No.
Now
that's
you could.
Why I'm trying to get the plus one.
Now, one of the other. Now, I don't know. I was going to say like one of the other two could step in if they wanted. None of you are smarts, though, are you? You got presence, bones.
I've got one in smarts.
Okay,
that's what I mean. But I'm okay with rolling it and being bad at it. Okay, so I.
But you get plus two, right?
Wait, that depends. Do I get a plus one or a minus one from?
You get plus one. I'm blue. You get okay. Plus one.
So this is just a flat roll.
I think this person's intimidated.
Okay,
you got this, boss.
Hmm.
Doesn't sound like you got it.
That's another four. No, I didn't get it, Mr. B. That's another experience point.
You do get an experience point, but I take a hard move.
On a read the room, really?
All failures are take a hard move. It's not necessary. Like something bad could just happen that has nothing to do with that.
I have a suggestion.
What's up?
Maybe I was a little careless of where I put my claws, and maybe I hit that big old vein that's in the leg, and maybe he bleeds out before he can give us any information.
That's exactly what happens, and he's like, "Oh, I don't feel really good."
Oh, but boss.
And he, like, slumps over and, like, stops moving.
That's a whoops. That's a whoopsie.
That's...
Fuck. I'm sorry, boss.
Fuck! So you did get a few things out of him. Frank Farmer has some job called loss prevention for Andy's solutions. You've never heard of that. You've never heard of something being called loss prevention and they're not just what they are at Walmart. Like, they're not just friendly people greeting you at the door with vest on. You've never seen them come and Pulp Fiction their way into a club.
Yeah.
You haven't been to many Walmarts.
You're going to the wrong Walmarts.
Yeah, but Walmart doesn't send those people into other businesses.
Actually, we do.
Okay.
Huh. Crazy.
Crazy.
I think I just kind of stand... Like looking at him, and I just kind of kick the chair over.
I'm sorry, boss. I'll get the spacesuits and the shovels.
Yeah.
Is this how you do things up here?
You can't actually call some professionals to come do it.
Can I? I call some house cleaners?
The moon wolf.
There's no such thing as public services here, but you can get you can call some. People that would actually take a dead body out of your place and do something with it. You could even call someone that would make sure, like, he got to his family.
No.
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 No, I meant Michael.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, call a cleanup crew.
Yeah, remember, you don't have to cover this up.
Yeah, I forgot there's no cops.
You didn't commit a crime.
Yeah, that's true. There's no
crime. Well, I did.
No, you did not. There is no crime.
Murder is not a crime.
Oh, cool.
Now, I mean, like, there might be consequences. You did kill a stooge for a powerful corporation. We'll see what comes of that. But there's no police. You don't have anyone that has like an APB out for you. You're not going to go to jail.
I'll call Filbert.
It's Filbert. Wait, is this the same Filbert?
This is the same guy. Yeah, this is what happens.
Murdered that Filbert.
No, we never said that.
Yeah, no, that was, I was just trying to intimidate him, you know.
Yeah. Oh, he comes in here all the time, cleans up bodies. He's real nice.
He's real nice.
Smells like peppermints.
Leroy, about how long have you been working at this club?
Oh, I'd say 27 minutes today.
Oh my God.
Well, I know that you You had a little bit of amnesia.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't remember much.
You pretty much the first thing you remember is Pluto, right?
Yeah, Pluto. He pulled me out of that black trash bag next to the river.
How long ago was that though?
That was 37 years ago.
No, it was not.
Oh, well then why are you asking me?
I thought it wasn't 37 years ago.
That was 28 hours ago.
Okay. Can you maybe come up with something between, can we say it was about a year ago maybe?
It was 3 years ago.
Okay, we'll do 3 years. I'm fine with that. Okay, 3 years ago. Have you ever actually physically accosted someone more than just intimidating them before now?
Oh yeah, I'm a bouncer. That's what I do.
I mean, but did you do anything worse than like just slapping someone around or tossing them on their butt? Is this your first time you've killed a guy?
I mean, this is the first time I've killed a guy in the club, yeah.
That's so no. Not the first time they've killed someone in general.
Okay. Just want to know how often you do resort to violence.
Yeah, I don't think it's recently, not often.
Okay.
Since I've gone.
Well, you straight, have a nice place. You have a nice place. And, exactly. And you don't let troublemakers in.
Exactly. Like okay. This, it's been a while since.
So basically what you do is you call like a funeral service. But funeral services will take as much care with bodies that you want them to. This loss prevention guy, they probably do just go and toss him out of an airlock or something. But Michael, they actually find a next of kin for him. A person shows up. It's his cousin. You never met him, but apparently this is his cousin. His name is Leighton Marucci. He shows up to claim the body and kind of takes the funeral arrangements and stuff from there.
Thanks.
Yeah. You know, he talked about you a lot.
Mikey was good. Not the funniest. Not the most talented.
Definitely couldn't sing.
Couldn't sing. But he was always there when you needed him.
He just sort of, like, considers that for a moment. And he, like, leaves with the body on, like, I don't know, like, in the hearse or something. The floating hover hearse.
A moon gurney.
Yeah, but no one uses the word moon here.
Yeah, because this is Graceland.
Moon suggests they're orbiting something else. No, this is the center of the universe. So now you've got an empty club and a dead friend and a few scant clues.
Tracy?
Yeah.
Sorry you got dragged into this.
No, just like old times, right?
Yeah, you know. Always fun when there's at least a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, but seriously, I'm so sorry about your friend.
People who did it will be dead soon.
Yeah, man, let's take them down. Nothing more punk rock than taking down the man, right?
Yeah. Oh, you want to help?
Yeah, I'm in. Let's do it. They ruined my set. I was just getting started. Now I don't have a place to work. Screw them. Let's go.
Okay. I think there's a moment where Pluto like kind of like recognized that you were like, I guess, planning on working here for like a while without having had a conversation with him about it, and kind of goes, okay, yeah, let's take care of this. B.
Yeah, boss.
You know anything about this? I almost said D's nuts.
Oh, the things I know about nuts, let me tell you.
No, that's not what I meant, B.
Some of them grow on trees. Some of them grow off people.
I think the name you're trying to remember is On D Solutions. A company that, at least at one point, was aware of the joke. Because they started life in 2024 as On D's Nuts Company. They're responsible for almost all, if not all, of the food you put in your body in some form.
Okay. Why would they want this place?
I'm going to help you guys along your way here a little bit. This is where Moonpunk really sets itself aside from other Power by the Apocalypse games. The Moonpunk guide to fighting oppressive systems is fourfold. This is straight from the game book. Step one is to disseminate the truth. Step two is mobilization and recruitment. Step three is destroy the systems of oppression. And step four is to take back our world. Now, you're not there yet. You're not to take back our world yet. Right now, you're just at step one. Let me read this from the book. Fascists and authoritarians are known for spreading lies and misinformation to hide their corrupt and evil ways. To truly plan for what is coming, you must know the whole truth. Do your research! Then you must spread this truth to the people. Remember, without the truth, such as no taxation without representation, the Boston Tea Party just looks like a couple of vandals. So you have sort of, I would say, this is me, the voice of rebellion in your head, stumbled upon perhaps some corruption, perhaps some shady business, you know? Like, you've never thought corporations were on the level, but this is new.
Sure. If they're checking out my place, they're probably checking out other people's places as well, and they're buying up stuff for some reason. Is there any place that I or any of us would know to, like, where is the gossip hub? Where can we go where people are just kind of talking and we can maybe, you know, get some info?
Unfortunately, it was your place.
God,
I know.
No.
I know another place, boss.
Yeah.
It's called Baskin's Trash Bin.
Oh my God.
The trash bin?
Yeah. Yeah, people talk in there all the time.
All right.
I'm going to allow this.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But what's the plan? So we're just going to go in and ask some stuff? I don't know. I'm new here.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. I mean, look, if they're trying to buy up my place, they got something in the works, you know? They need this. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as I know, OMD Solutions primarily does food. Mm-hmm. Why do you need an entertainment joint? Unless you're trying to expand in some way, shape, or form. And if they're trying to expand in my territory, I mean, not to, you know. I remember the actual thing, not the bad thing that I was going to say. Not to toot my own horn, but
what was the bad thing?
I was gonna.
Were you gonna say toot your own butt?
No, a little like slight. I wasn't gonna say toot. I was gonna say not to suck my own dick.
But see, but now you said it into the magic of editing.
No, that's good. That should stay in.
All right. You know, I feel like that's something Pluto would say.
Yeah, and he would say it. He said it so much, he doesn't even, like, hear it anymore.
You know, not to suck my own dick or anything, but if they're coming into my territory.
Whoa, boss, that's what? Weird. That's a weird thing to say.
No, he says what? It all I'm the time. Saying, you're I used to it.
All the time. You should be used to it by now.
And you pick up a lot of weird stuff on...
on the moon.
Graceland, right?
In Graceland, hey, everything's legal here, technically.
Okay.
Even sucking your own dick. I know the earthers aren't allowed to do that anymore. Because of laws. You know, not to suck my own dick or anything, but if they're stepping to my territory, they're definitely stepping into other people's territory who are a little bit less formidable. We should check around, see if anybody else is getting... acquisition by loss prevention.
You know, you are always really good at coming up with stuff like this. And now you get a plus one ongoing when executing the plan. You're welcome. It's called the Rock Show. Oh, let's rock.
Let's
These
rock.
Are the most functional X's I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, I think Pluto's a little surprised about how functional it is. it's just like Tracy's being really cool about things and like kind of being nice in a way that Pluto's like, what is this? What is this?
You know, I went to therapy. I've healed a lot. I've really worked on myself and grown as a person.
Fair. What was that word?
And I'm practicing gratitude. Okay.
Oh.
And I am grateful for your really cool plans. Take plus one ongoing.
That's what my therapist always says at the end of our sessions. All right. All right, Ben. I'll see you next week. Take plus one ongoing.
Take plus one ongoing.
I'm a paper airplane. Got my wings stretched out and I'm drifting in the slow lane. Wherever the wind blows, this is where I go. And nothing really shakes me. Cruise control and I see where it takes me. Every mile feels like the one before. I'm biding my time, just floating through sky. It's time for another flyby.
Hey, it's Alex, and welcome to The Break. First, I want to thank Kendrick Smith, a.k.a. Kendo, for joining us and playing Pluto Nash. They are the media production manager for Cobalt Press and the GM and creator of Tales Yet Told, an actual play podcast. Its first season is Strangers in the Wood, a surreal, cozy, horror-light adventure that takes inspiration from things like Over the Garden Wall and wild stuff from the 80s. Their second season is Whispers in the Sea, a fantasy pirate epic with a Our Flag Means Death pirate kind of vibe. Thanks to No More Kings for letting us use their music. That's No More Kings. It's a band comprised of Pete Mitchell, a buddy of the show, and Neil Robbins. They got a real, real cool vibe to them. I really like them. We're playing Moonpunk by our friends at Wannapee Games. It's also a really cool game. It's got space and moons and, believe it or not, punks. As always, there's a Roleplay Retcon Discord and a Patreon. The Patreon has bonus content, and the Discord, believe it or not, has bonus people. People that would like to talk about butts and things to put up their butts. I don't know. It happens. We recently uploaded our Christmas special, where we remake The Christmas with the Cranks by playing a prototype of Ben's original game, Flops. This episode was edited by Benjamin Gray. Roleplay Retcon is produced by Two Fish in a Jug and is part of the Nerdsmith Network. Now I'm going to let you get back to the episode. I hope you done enjoyed it. Bye!
I'm crashed out and crumpled. Thought I was done for. But it isn't over yet. The dream I've been streaming to is fading away. But I won't let it.
So this place that old Leroy Brown there said, what was the name of that place again?
That's Baskin's Trash Bin.
Say that three times fast.
Baskin's Trash Bin. Baskin's Trash Bin. Baskin's Trash Bin.
There are. That was very good.
Thank you.
There are a number of domes in the Moonpunk book. I have altered some of them to fit the world I've made here, and I think I renamed a couple of them. And if I And I don't remember which ones I renamed, which ones I didn't. So I'm sorry about that, Wannabe Games. But this place is in the Nannykin's Dome, which is one of the domes owned by Johnson & Johnson & Johnson and Johnson & Johannesson. And it's right next to the spaceport where Tracy came in. This place is mostly housing and headquarters for JJJJJ. And it is known for its vibrant queer community. This dome is the most subversive and outspoken in Graceland. So yeah, you guys can make your way there. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Ben, it's like suppressing a sneeze.
Fine, do it. Just real quick.
All right, making my way downtown.
Walking fast.
You park your hover piano outside, and I guess you go inside.
Yeah, this place looks cool.
Alex, have you just come with a name, or do you really have a place in mind here?
Baskin's Trash Bin is a local bar and grill.
What do you mean local?
It's local to the Nannykins.
Okay, yes. Everything in the Nannykins Dome would be local to the Nannykins.
There you go.
This is not one of those chain bar and grills.
Not a chain. Definitely a mom shop.
A mom and mom shop?
It's a mom and mom shop.
Aww.
And they specialize in monogrammed trash receptacles.
Is that where the bottomless fries come in?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You get like a trash can full of fries.
And then you can take it home with you and bring it back and refill it next time?
Like, you know Guy Fieri's trash can nachos?
No.
I do, actually.
It's the same thing, but with French fries.
Ugh, but that's so bad. I hate it.
Well, it's too bad.
Can it be a little smaller?
No, it's a whole trash can.
A whole trash can?
Oh, that's what the trash can nachos are. He just like dumps a bunch of nachos out of a trash can under your table because Guy Fieri is a cool guy who doesn't actually know how to cook any food.
Yeah.
He came up with donkey sauce.
It's just garlic aioli.
I've been to his restaurant in Vegas. It's pretty bad.
Oh, it's just a little trash can. Yeah, it's just a little trash can.
Yeah, but this one's a big trash can.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, what's your...
And what's worse is it's made of plastic.
Moon plastic.
Since you're now walking into a new situation, I'm going to have you read the room again. Maybe we'll actually get a success this time. Basically, whenever you are enter a new scene and survey the situation to get an idea of what's going down, that's when you roll this.
Are you asking a particular person to do this or everybody?
Can someone who has more smarts than me?
Can it be me?
Yeah, I kind of want to let you do it, but I feel like you'll be limited in your questioning here.
Well, I'm the first. This is my very first time ever being here, so I feel like I would be hypervigilant is my rationale, because I get to use presence instead of smarts for mine.
Okay.
And I hope I don't fail. I roll 2 dice always, right?
Yeah, 2d6s.
I always ask that.
You know, sometimes I'll get the weeds on actual play, and I'll be like, I don't know the rules of this game, and they're never going to re-explain them. So let's do it every once in a while.
Thank you. 12.
Oh my god.
I read the room real hard.
Well, on a 10 plus, you ask 3 of the questions. I'll go and read these questions out one time. Anything weird going on? Who do I know here? What's my opening for doing whatever? Anyone here look dangerous? Anything here look dangerous? Any objects of note or any people of note?
I'm going to go with anything weird going on.
Yeah. This place does look like a little hole in the wall, but it now has some very subtle Andes branding in some places.
Anyone here look dangerous?
No.
Any people of note?
You see one of the moms. I don't know if it's Baskins or Trashbin. We'll say it's Baskins. So she's behind the bar. But otherwise, the patrons are just people that are here. You may notice some of the patrons that were at Pluto's establishment have sort of migrated over here now.
I convey this information.
Do I recognize some of the people who were here from my place?
Oh, sure. You know your regulars.
Okay, so they're like regulars and stuff. They're like, damn, that was crazy. And then just moved on to the bar.
They're decompressing with a basket of trash or with a trash bin of French fries. I would say you also know Baskins, just as another person that, you know, owns a place.
Yeah. Okay. Can I go chat up? Oh, well, is Baskins here? Sorry.
Baskins is doing, you can't see trash bin, but Baskins is doing the behind the bar bartender thing with the glass and the rack and all that. Because I'm a hack writer and I don't know how to do anything but cliches.
Hey, Baskins. Can I get a vodka cran? Make it a double.
Hey there, Pluto. Yeah. Do you want a giant trash can full of French fries with that?
Yo, B, do you want a do you want a bucket of fries?
Boss, I thought you'd never ask. Can I get it with some extra trash?
Can we get it with some extra trash?
I mean, extra trash would just be any trash. We don't actually put, but sure.
No, trash is what they call the special sauce they put on it.
Yeah, I thought that was the fixin'.
Come on, Baskins. Come on. How do you not?
You own this place. How did you not know?
No, don't keep going. Let me cut that. Don't let me look like an idiot.
I heard basically you don't have a, you know, place anymore.
Whoa. Okay. Well, that's not true. We still got a place. Place is fine. You know, we have to close early for the night because some, fuckwads decided to come over and cause a little bit of trouble, but
there was a small fire.
Hey, do you happen to know anything about these loss prevention guys going around? You know, we had some people from Andes Solutions coming around.
Well, yeah, we sold them about a week ago.
You did what?
Yeah, and she like points to just like. It's the branding is really not that intrusive, but there is just a Andes logo. I don't know what that would look like. I haven't actually thought that far ahead.
Now, come on. It's got to be a pair of nuts, right? No.
It's the Wahlburgers.
Okay, this is what it is. You know, it originally started as this like drawing that obviously in 2024 the person had gotten like their friend to draw, and it was like really obviously like a testicles joke, right? Like the nuts, they were nuts but they looked like testicles, and it was funny, they were a little hairy, but like it's gone through a bunch of like minimalist revisions to their like logo, right? And so now it just like is a really minimalist
just vague shapes logo, but it still does kind of look like balls. Like it's kind of like an on its side, like eight, but the eight isn't like closed in the middle. So it's kind of like two C's making out.
What color is it?
Teal. I know that's not funny, but it's teal.
You're right. Teal is not funny.
Well, what was it supposed to be?
Not that.
If you've got something, say it.
Blue.
Blue. Oh, they're blue. Oh my God. That's way funnier.
Sorry.
Why in Graceland would you sell Baskin's trash bin?
Well, they made a pretty good offer, and I had turned it down a couple of times, but they started getting real aggressive, and I kind of started thinking, like...
Did they come in with guns?
I think they flashed a piece or two. Yeah, they didn't. Obviously, they didn't fire them or anything. That would be crazy.
You think so?
What's that?
No, they shot up my place tonight.
What do you mean? Like, with, like, tasers or something?
With guns.
No, with guns. You remember, what is Michael's last name?
Fairbanks.
I thought it was Italian.
Michael Italian.
Michael Italian. Michael Vespucci.
Michael Minestrone.
Frankowski.
Remember Michael Frankowski?
Yeah. Yeah.
Love Mikey. I hope you remember him, because that's all you're going to be able to do from now on.
I'm sorry, are you telling me he died?
They shot him. They shot Mikey in my club tonight.
With a real gun.
With a real gun.
Well, I mean, they had real guns, like blazers, when they came in here.
I think you're missing the point. Mikey's dead.
I'm sorry. I didn't know him that well, but shoot them or something?
No. Sure, he pulled out his piece, but that was after they were waving their guns. It doesn't matter. They showed up to Nash Vegas. Waving guns around like they owned the damn place, tried to own the damn place. And then when I told them no, they shot Mikey.
I don't know, Pluto. It kind of sounds like they were making you an offer and then you pulled a gun on them.
No, they pulled. Okay, you make offers when someone says, hey, can I get a drink? You pull a gun on them?
You got to do what they say up here. Pluto, you know you weren't going to have that club for forever, right? They're not going to let you have a place where people can go and gather in big groups. It was too big. They were never going to let you have that.
Who's they? Sorry. Hi. By the way, I'm Tracy. Nice to meet you.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a hi. Friend of mine.
Sorry, I'm new here, but who's they?
I guess you're new here, aren't you? All right, well, you should know that there's... four big corporations that own basically everything. There's Intelligent Cohesive Unified Polytechnics, which does a lot of electronics. And there's Ondees, which now owns my place. There's JJJ and J and J, which owns the spaceport and makes a lot of the big machines. And then there's Reddit.
What?
Yeah, they do a lot of the consumer goods, like furniture, toilet paper, you know. Reddit.
If you want to fold over, give up everything you own to... the big four, that's on you. But I'm not taking this lion down. And I get up from the bar.
I don't think I'm hungry anymore. And I like paw the trash can to the edge of the table and push it off onto the ground.
I guess I'm trying to guilt them.
Yeah, you are. But why?
I want them to realize that this is bullshit. And we shouldn't be just giving up our shit just because some bigger company came around and waved guns. We've got guns too, damn it.
We're going to do a 10 stuffle. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch. So you roll this when you're either cashing into debt or you're going into debt to someone else. And most people are not just going to do stuff for you or join you for nothing. You roll plus presence on this and you're trying to...
plus one to presence. Hey, 4 plus 2 is 6 plus one. Is 7. Oh, plus your 1 is also 8.
That's my 1.
7 and 8, there's no difference. This person is going to give you what you want, but they're going to ask for something extra.
Cheese?
You think you're so funny, don't you?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I think I'm funny.
Well, we know that. Are. Yeah.
Yay.
This person's like going to just give you point blank. They're like, what are you trying to do, Pluto? What do you want from me?
Look. And I move back over to the bar and I kind of lean in. I'm just looking for information, all right? I want to know, you know, who are even the people behind, you know, Ondi Solutions? You know, what is, Like, who? I'm trying to find names. I'm trying to find addresses, IP addresses, you know, their favorite place that they go get a drink, something, anything.
So one thing I really hate here is I meant to write down a CEO's name for everyone, and I have CEO name XXXXXX next to on D's.
Whoa, it's so much of a secret. It's a secret from you.
I'm going to call them...
Filbert.
No, it's not... It's not...
What about... Cosmo Cockburn.
That's pretty good, actually. The CEO of Oddity Solutions is Cosmo Cockburn, but that's not really a secret.
Yeah, but like, where does he, you know, surely he's got a place that, you know, he likes to eat, likes to drink.
Where does he sleep? About.
Yeah, where does he sleep? Someone's got to know something.
She doesn't really know that kind of stuff. This person isn't keeping secrets from you. But if you want her to start like asking questions for you,
I would love that. If she doesn't know the answer or doesn't know someone who knows the answer, if she can start just kind of, you know, spreading the word that someone is looking for information and like is willing to, you know, give the information maybe for pay, you know, whatever, to get back to her so then she can get to me.
That's a little dangerous, Pluto. What can you offer me in return?
Once Nash Vegas is up and running, how about we do a little... I'll let you set up a food stall right inside Nash Vegas. Sell fries in your dump in your trash bins. Stay there for a month. No proceeds go to me. 100% yours.
Dang.
You really think that this is going to turn out okay for you?
Look, it's not just about me, all right? It's about all of us. If I can figure out who's getting who's doing this and stop them before they go too far, you can have your place back. Everybody can have their place back, and we don't gotta fucking worry about these douchebags coming around trying to take what's ours.
So I'm trying to decide if this is minor, major, or life. I think it's minor. She says, I'll leave you with this. It's just a rumor. I almost didn't want to say it, but people have been disappearing around here for a while now. So this person is like kind of old, right? Mm-hmm. Baskins, I think we said. Oh my God, I just got it was Carol Baskins. And it's his reference to Carol Baskins.
I thought it was Baskins for like Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what he wanted us to think. Hey, wait, is this because you're like a tiger guy? This is so weird, Alex.
Yep. Yep.
Absolutely y'all, wild how we've been.
Welcome to my playground.
That is so funny. I immediately pegged it.
Well, this person whose name is Baskins and is may or may not resemble Carol Baskins. She's been around for a while. She's been here longer than you, Pluto. And she's like, for the last couple of decades, people have been disappearing.
Like her husband.
You know, like troublemakers or people who weren't pulling their weight. Maybe it was random, you know. Obviously, troublemakers will get themselves thrown out of an airlock and people just disappear and get ground up by the system sometimes. But I don't know, Pluto. Sometimes it feels like it's not a coincidence.
Sounds like loss prevention to me.
Is that the folks that roughed you up?
Yeah, that's the people who came down with what was the lady's name again?
Oh, you never what
lady? Did she not tell us her name? The lady that came in with loss prevention.
Oh no, yeah, you never got a name. Damn. Oh yeah, I guess you must have because you met with her several times.
Oh yeah, because she was the person who was coming in. Yeah,
I'm gonna say her name was Joe Malone.
Joe Malone. You know anything about Joe Malone, Baskins?
Yeah, blonde lady, ponytail, sunglasses. Yeah, she's the one I was dealing with. She's the one that brought the paperwork, and I signed it, and I got a big, fat check. Not literally, obviously.
And you handed over your dignity as well. I'm joking, Baskins. Kind of, partially.
Well, you're the one who is crawling in here begging for help, Pluto.
It took a long look.
I'm not saying I like the game, Pluto, but I'm pretty good at playing it.
I don't play other people's games.
You got a real thing about trying to be the coolest person in the room, don't you, Pluto?
I am the coolest person in the room. Well, thanks for your help, Baskins. You know how to call me if you find anything.
Actually, does she?
I imagine there's like a phone number for the place, for the bar. Maybe like an email. That like or something.
We're gonna do a homebrew mechanic here that I've got. That's what we like to do. We like to have a soft homebrew mechanic a lot in Roleplay Retcon. I'm going to take a page out of Alex's book here, and I'm going to actually have a thing that I roll for, and we're going to call it Roll for Retrofuturism. So one of the things I liked about the original movie is that it has now accidentally become retrofuturism at this point by being a thing that the early aughts thought the future would look like. Maybe not in earnest, but, you know, all the AOL and stuff. So we're going to see what level of technology that Graceland actually has and whether or not it's actually surpassed our current level of technology or not. I'm going to roll 2d6, just like you guys would. And if on a 7+, the thing you are wanting to use for technology does exist, but there's a caveat. On 10+, the thing just exists. And if on a failure, that technology does not exist. There is just not infrastructure for that in Graceland. It may exist on Earth, but does not exist here. So we're going to see if you have a cell phone. Well, I've rolled a 3.
Whoa.
So there is no such thing as cell phones in Graceland. You do not have personal communication devices.
Landlines?
Well, here's the thing. There are ways to communicate, like phone lines are a thing that exists, and wireless communication is a thing that exists, but there's no centralized infrastructure. So there's no like cell towers that everyone uses. So yeah, if you're like in an office building, you can call other offices and there's like Wi-Fi in the building. But no, you can't just call anywhere on the moon.
And secure letter couriers?
Sure, then? There's some other services you can do for sure.
Is it pigeons in spacesuits?
It could be little drones.
Pigeons? Pigeon drones?
Do you want to be a little robot pigeons? Is that what you're wanting?
Yes, Ben.
Sure. They're little pigeons in spacesuits. It's actually pretty funny.
Thank you.
But they're like cyborg pigeons, so they have like really good like homing abilities. So yeah, you'll have to find another way to communicate with this bar, or you'll have to like come back here. I guess not a bar. It's a little restaurant, isn't it?
It's a bar and grill.
It's a bar and grill and potatoporium.
Yeah, drone me. Pigeon me.
So you walk outside the bar and yeah, you're really not sure where to go next. And you hear a familiar like high-pitched motor sound. And at this point, it's been about 12 hours since you've seen this person last. Mm-hmm. Like maybe you really had, you know, some real processing downtime, like in the remnants of your bar. Like, so it's been a little while. Just long enough for you to have forgotten about him. And Zoom Baby comes up and he skids to a stop.
What is this?
What the hell do you want, Boom Baby?
No, I'm Zoom Baby.
And he looks at Tracy and he says, "Pleased to meet you." And he puts out a hand.
Yeah, I'm Tracy.
I heard you had some trouble.
Oh my god, nothing you could help with, I'm sure.
Well, I'm sorry I wasn't there. That's my job.
Can you stop bullets?
I can do it once. Sorry, that's some dark superhero humor.
What do you want, Zoom?
I'm sorry. Well, I'm here to apologize, to say I'm sorry that I wasn't there when you actually needed me. And I think I can help you. I know how to find Joe Malone.
I never had a stomach for losing, but once I moved in, I got the constitution. Sounds so soothing to me, just choosing to be correct. Why should I testify? I'm bringing pesticide, you put the rest aside. I'm the only one who knew how to do what needed to be done. You think I'm on the run? There ain't no smoking gun, cause I'm the chosen one, son. They call it espionage, but